عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبق المفردون قالوا وما المفردون يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الذاكرون الله كثير والذاكرات رواه مسلم حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that the mufarridun have surpassed others. The Sahaba رضوان الله تعالى عليهم اجمعين asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم who are the mufarridun O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the men and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, this incident happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba were returning from Makkatul Mukarramah, returning to Madinatul Munawwara, and they had stopped at a place called Mount Hamdan. So as they were returning, there were some Sahaba who hurriedly returned back or they return to Madinah Sharif. Naturally, when the people are returning, you'll find some that will go ahead and some that will stay behind. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that group that stayed behind, and in other words, the others went ahead. They moved ahead and they had gone first, or they had gone in advance to Madinatul Munawwara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with that group that had remained behind, that was still behind, still moving at a slower pace. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his style with Sahaba was such that he would always take their attention and he would always remind them of the unseen and he would always remind them of Akhirat. He would take their attention away from the dunya and take their attention to Akhirat. Leave those things that you can see and focus on those things that you can't see. Become aware of that also. So become aware of Akhirat and understand Akhirat, and he would do it in such a beautiful manner that he would illustrate by something that was apparent and use that as an example to show them that was not apparent. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing Sahaba and he's telling them that sabaqal mufarridun, that those people that have gone ahead. Mufarridun actually mean those people have that gone ahead. So those people that have gone ahead have surpassed others. Now we learn one other thing from this hadith, is that Sahaba, they were masters in Arabic. They could have assumed that we understand the literal meaning of Arabic, so we understand what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. So they could have just taken the meaning, they could have analyzed it, and they could have done what we often do today, self-study. Self-study is, I know some Arabic, or I can check the dictionary and I'll understand the meaning. Remember something, until a person doesn't understand the meaning and the intention of the mutakallim, the person that is speaking, the person that is instructing, then it holds no value just to understand the translation of the words. Here, Sahaba was so careful that let us ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite us knowing Arabic, let us ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he mean by mufarridun, that those that have gone ahead, they have surpassed others. Let us ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is meant by this? Something else we also learn from here is that despite something being so apparent, that a person should always be asking, always be inquiring. He should have this desire that I must always inquire. Perhaps my understanding may be wrong, but the understanding of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be wrong. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now explained to Sahaba that who is this mufarridun that he's speaking about? Who are those people that have surpassed others? Who are those people that have gone ahead and surpassed others? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-dhakirun Allah kathiru wa-dhakirat." Those that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those men and those women that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Abundantly they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not wasting any time in this world without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time they are in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu muti'in dhakirun. Every person that is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that who is referred amongst those people that are referred to as making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those people that are very careful of saying the masnoon du'as, the various du'as that we should be reciting at the time of sleeping, at the time of waking up, at the time of relieving oneself, at the time of eating. So all the various du'as that should be read, a person reads these du'as, he is included from the dhakirin. And another thing we learn from this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system that is unseen. When it comes to the people of this world, the people of this dunya, Allah Spark mentions, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. As far as the system of this world is concerned, they have knowledge of it. They know what is happening as far as this world is concerned. As far as the akhirat is concerned, they completely in oblivion, completely oblivious. They have no knowledge of what's happening in the akhirat. Akhirat is something that is completely blocked off from them. Why? Because these are the people of this world. And the style and the way of our deen is that all the time we don't forget akhirat in every single matter. We keep akhirat in mind. Even to such an extent that when a person is building his house also, at that time also his focus is not only on the house, his focus is how this house of mine can take me close to akhirat. There was one person who mentioned to one buzruk that I had built this window. He's just showing that buzruk, that friend of his, that I had built this window here in my house. So his friend asked him, the buzruk asked him, that what was your intention when you built this window? He said, my intention was I'll get some nice wind coming through and I'll get some sun coming through. That was my intention of putting this window. So he said, kash, if only you made that intention that that sound of the azan will come through, you would have got sawab for the azan coming through that window also. In other words, that when you're building a house also, then make niyat also for akhirat. Don't forget akhirat in everything you do. Akhirat is something that we must always keep in mind. The unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to always be kept in mind. You see in this ayat of the Quran that we read in the Fajr Salah Surah Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Allah is exalting us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us aware of the total unseen system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا. Does this insan think that after he is dead, he is gone, his body has perished in this ground, that we are unable to reconstruct his bones? We are unable to reconstruct it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, even that thought is far. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. Allah is saying that we are able to reconstruct even your fingertip exactly as it was. It's not difficult for us. Forget about reconstructing your bones. Even that small fingertip of yours. Every person, we know that there are billions of people in this world. No two people has the same fingerprint. Ask any artist, give him a small diameter to draw different designs. Ask him to draw 1 billion different designs in that small diameter or in that small area. He'll tell you that it's very, very difficult. How you expect me to do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been doing it billions and billions and billions of insan. Allah has put different designs for every person's fingerprint. Allah Pak has made it different to such an extent that you go to any home affairs, you go to any policing services, you go for your license, the fingerprints are taken. Why? Every person has a different design. Allah Pak is saying, you think it's difficult for me to reconstruct the bones? Forget that, even your fingertips for me to reconstruct is nothing. In other words, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something else. The Qudrat and the power and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to always be there in front of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.